Starkey, thanks for joining us, first of all. How's the body feeling?
Yeah, good, actually. Well, I didn't do too much the second inning. Sids and I, the spinners took over in terms of bowling overs, and we've recovered well. Sids and I had a nice morning of golf yesterday to get the body moving, and a pretty light session today for the bowlers, but everyone's feeling good and ready to go.
No rest?
Hope not. Don't know what the team's going to be like, but I won't be putting my hand up for a rest. I'm feeling pretty good. It's only my first game back for a while as well, so I'm feeling pretty good, pretty fresh, and pretty happy with how the ball's coming out.
Tell us about your memories from this ground. You obviously played the test here last time.
Not too many good memories, to be fair. The test match that I played here wasn't great for us. Misper scored, the fastest 100, and I think in all test cricket, really, or it might have been at least for Pakistan. But he batted well, and we didn't play very well that test match. Hopefully, a good week ahead of us and another good memory to take home.
You said just before that you're happy with the way the ball's coming out, and you know you were very economical in that first game. Did you feel like maybe your wicket taking, the way you used in reverse swing ball, like is there room for improvement in the second test?
Yeah, definitely. I think on a whole we bowl quite well. I think from the fast bowling point of view, we knew we couldn't bowl like we would in Australia. We had to take that. Take the ego out of it and that aggressiveness of our bowling out of it, and really play a patient and persistence game. Sids bowled beautifully in the first innings, didn't have to do too much in the second. Right from the start of the tour, I knew I had to sort of change my role a little bit in terms of the way I go about my bowling, being aggressive lines and lengths and trying to blast guys out. You can't really do that here on wickets that are so slow and no bounce. So it had to be a bit more economical, build pressure, not try and take wickets all the time, just really know when to attack and when to try and build pressure from one end and bowl in really important partnerships. So no doubt that'll be the same for the bowlers this test match.
Peter Siddle's come back and looked right at home. Do you think he could play a big role in the second test and then for the home summer as well if something happens to you, Josh, or Pat?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we saw definitely the first thing is how he bowled so patiently and it's what he's done for such a long time for Australia. He's really bowled that persistent line and length and create pressure and take wickets. He took wickets on a nothing wicket in Dubai, so it's great to see him back in the team taking wickets. Just seeing there's a smile on his face and the enjoyment he's got being back in the group and playing test cricket for Australia again is great for everyone to see that on his face, and he's worked hard to get back here, so no reason he can't play a part in the summer at all. And then you look forward to England and the Ashes, where he's just come off some really good success over there for Essex, so absolutely no reason he can't play a massive part in the next 12 months.